Item 3, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to implement a master property inventory using $170,000 of the 2014 Economic Development Fund.
We're going to have Teague Whaley Smith. Just enter your appearance in the record, please.
Teague Whaley Smith, Director of Economic Development here at Milwaukee County.
Please proceed.
We get ready here for the screen to come on, we have several different items related to what's referred to as the Economic Development Fund. In 2011, there was a resolution to dedicate resources from Milwaukee County to various different economic development efforts, including increasing tax base, jobs, and housing. In the initial county executive's budget, there was a similar process, efficiency and innovation funds, of $5.7 million that were derived from the expected note payment and other payments from UWM Innovation Campus. And by resolution, the board tweaked that so that 25% were set aside for an economic development fund, which totals $1.4 million. And the process was changed so that we would come back before the board from the Economic Development Department with ideas that are consistent with that initial 2011 resolution, together with the 2014 budget. So today we have three items for you to request out of that $1.4 million. So once that payment is received in February of 2014, these programs are in place and ready to go for implementation in 2014. The first before you is a master real property inventory. The request is for $170,000 out of the $1.4 million fund. The visual that you have before you is similar to what was presented to the Finance Committee during our initial budget request, which is that Milwaukee County currently maintains several property lists that do not communicate with each other in an automated and efficient manner. For example, the comptroller maintains a list of debt on our properties, including surplus properties. The treasurer keeps a list of tax foreclosures and the amount historically that has been owed on properties and has been paid to municipalities. The Economic Development Department, as it repeats sort of as each new administration comes, surplus property list. And, of course, we are responsible for leasing and the disposition of that. We have architectural and engineering that have great data on deferred maintenance and other items. And then, of course, there's the Register of Deeds lists, the list that parks maintain for parks land, transportation for transportation purposes, housing division for housing purposes, et cetera, et cetera. We have a wonderful department division here in Milwaukee County, McCamless, Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System. We are currently going through a transformation in that department, and as soon as the new beta version of that software is available, we'd love to come and present it to the supervisors so you can see what it is capable of. But a very strong data division in-house to help us coordinate the consolidation of these all these lists into a master list in an automated way. However, their capacity in-house is limited and focused on the graphic information system component of it, so we do need approximately $170,000 for third-party vendors to help us with the underlying code writing and other information needed to make this an automated process. So that's the request before you today.
Thank you. Committee members? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you very much. I tried to follow, you know, the computer, the software and stuff here. So how did we figure that out? Did we consult our IMSD, for example, or they could not help, or we have to go outside to pay for this program? I guess that would just be my question. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman, Chairwoman and Supervisor. The answer to that is IMSD largely handles infrastructure, information technology infrastructure. Our internal McCamless team handles coding regarding the graphical interface, but those departments rely on third-party vendors when it comes to the custom writing of that code for these very unique applications.
I think we do have a recommendation and a resolution. Is that a separate item, Madam Clerk? It is part of this? Let's place my agenda here. Hold on. There's a resolution as part of this. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Right before our motion for approval, can I receive confirmation of when this came to the board before, was there funding? There was something that happened to the funding, or the funding was not allocated for this?
Well, this is
this
a
program.
Recommendation and budget. Do you want to kind of review that piece?
Absolutely, Chairwoman, Supervisor. So as part of our initial budget presentation in economic development, we had our initial departmental budget, and then as part of the county executive's process, departments were able to submit ideas for making county government more efficient, which this would certainly fall under. There are a list of 20 of those identified in the county executive's budget. As part of the budget amendment process, finance committee and supported by the board tweaked that process. So instead of having the initial 20 be a part of that, each of those 20 were essentially asked to come back before the board to make the pitch. So this is our pitch related to the 25% related to economic development. So it was a change in process. So instead of adopting this as part of the budget, it was a process where we as departments were to come back and an exercise exactly like this to give you the opportunity to ask questions and get more detailed information on these items.
That's an interesting explanation. It was part of the land sales, if you recall, the land sales part of budget, and the board at budget removed the anticipated land sales. So that was part of this. I do agree that I think there were comments that this was a worthwhile thing to do at budget.
And I thought it was also consensus that this came to the board years ago.
Well, this was asked to return to this committee for full review.
Gotcha.
And okay. But the funding issue is before us, and I think the board can address that in any way they like. The recommendation from administration here is to use the Economic Development Fund, part of the money from that funding.
Gotcha. I'll also go ahead and motion for approval.
Okay, so we do have a motion for approval. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Isn't it also that there was a list of like 20 items mm-hmm. that it would have been like rubber stamped without ever coming to the board right. for like a proposal and that? So that's what the board did was take it all out and say, all right, we're going to give a 25% to economic development and the other 75, you have to come back to us, or everything has to come back to us, but that's how the breakdown was. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
And we've had budgetary discussions of this for many years, mm-hmm. that it's bad practice to anticipate right. income and then pre-spend it. Right. So we were somewhat critical of that process. That doesn't reflect necessarily on what they're asking us here and the property inventory fund.
All those 20 items could have been great ideas, but yeah. it still should be floated here first or whatever committee it needs to go to.
Well, if you recall, the Federated Library, the $100,000 for the Sierra system, we found a way to pay for that in budget.
Right.
So that was another approach the board took.
Right.
But just because it was in then anticipated land sales doesn't mean we're going to go through all those 20 items and pay for it.
Right.
It's up to us. So
yep.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I guess just a long time background too. We've made a couple good points today, and I think it's okay for us, maybe Madam Chair, through leadership, to be a little selfish with some of this money. And right, we did it backwards, and I will give the administration, I think, with Teague Whaley Smith coming on too, be much more forthright in looking at some of these things. Maybe they all were good ideas, like you said, but you know, we put ourselves out there too when we vote on their budgets, and we want to make sure the monies are, you know, spread around like we did with the a lot of the block grants, and like we did with a lot of the programs for playgrounds, et cetera. And you know, this money comes through economic development. And all of a sudden, arbitrarily saying we're taking this, we're taking this, we're taking. I'm not saying arbitrarily. I know there's thoughts for all these things, but I think we have to be a little bit selfish here. I don't know if I like that word, but I mean, look out for the interest of Milwaukee County, which we do such a terrific job in, which we get so little press for. I mean, all, you know, we're going to spend $400,000 more here in economic development, which I think is going to be well spent. You know, coming up resolution, we do so much in workforce development, and a lot of good things. And you know, we need monies for that, and we do a lot of good things in all the, you know, like I said, the workforce and all the housing, affordable housing. We're going to have a report on that too. So we spend a lot of money here, and I think we spend it well. But I want to make sure that, and I think that's one reason for some of these things coming back, is that, you know, we should prioritize economic development and making sure that we're getting a good chunk of this money before it's parceled out to other departments kind of arbitrarily, in my opinion. Not that there aren't needs in other departments, but I think those budgets have to look to meet some of their own needs. I think that's what this budget was about. I thought we really looked at it very closely, and we got a whole department heads accountable for that. I'm not saying they're not, okay, but I mean, it's our job to do that. And so I like what's coming up in economic development. I like the trending that we're doing. You know, I think we're doing a heck of a lot in a lot of areas that we don't get any notice for or any credit for. But I think it's part of responsibility, and it's a lot of good seed money, again, that I like seeing spent to help people out of poverty, to, you know, to make sure we have programs. And, you know, economic development, everybody talks about taxes and things all the time, and if you don't have quality economic development and use the monies we get from this economic development wisely and pour it back into our system, which I think we're doing these resolutions today. So, you know, I know a little speech on it, but I think this is an important process, and I think they have to come back, and not many of these ideas I think we would have voted for easily. But I think we needed to do this process. And I think we, Madam Chair, I guess I would ask you to kind of look at these carefully, too, and guard, you know, our responsibilities here in economic development, make sure we're getting, you know, our share. And for myself, I mean, for things on the county grounds, you know, all this money is coming based on county grounds projects. I want to make sure we're, you know, we're investing in jobs and infrastructure out there too, and I think we are. But I want to stay on that tack. Thank you.
Well, and that, I think that's exactly what we're doing here. Everyone understands what the proposal from budget and how we're going to address it. So I think we're all on the know here, if you will. Any other comments on this? I would just like to, if I could, take a little leeway here. One of the questions I asked is, first of all, is this going to be available to the public? Because we're talking about economic development. And the answer I got, and Teague Whaley-Smith can weigh in on this, is that it will be. This is going to be very valuable information for developers to be able to look at a master list and see if there's you know, some outstanding deficits with regard to taxes, in other words, the treasurer's information, McCamless information. That is just tremendously important information, which most... even in the development community, most people have no idea what McCamless is. So I think in terms of economic development, my question always is, if we're going to spend money from that fund, are we addressing economic development? The answer I got was yes. So,
Chairwoman, absolutely. I look forward to presenting McCamless and its new format to the committee. So you can see what a powerful tool it is for economic development. We do maintain most of McCamless is public. There are some private layers to McCamless, including utility connections and things like that, that are more sensitive information. But more than 90% of the data and the data that the public really needs for development purposes will continue to be maintained public.
Supervisor Taylor, you had another question?
No.
All right. Anyone else? Otherwise, we do have a motion from Supervisor Bowen to approve the resolution. Madam Clerk, please call that roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call item 4.